Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and Sportsnet's Hockey Family joins us on the line after joining us earlier on these airwaves. Elliot, thanks for doing this. Never dull, even in late July, for someone like you who covers the NHL. Are you still being able to soak in all that's come from the Canucks announcement today that the team and president of hockey operations, Trevor Linden, are no longer joined at the hip?
First of all, Joey, you better tell McEwen he's got to pay for both of these, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You know, like before when we spoke, I spoke earlier on with Andrew and Corey, it just happened and there really wasn't a lot of a chance to gather information. You know, I've had a chance to make a few calls and just speak to a couple of people and just a couple of things I wanted to add. There was a general manager who told me that at the draft, he said he wasn't one of the GMs in question, but he said that, you know, Trevor was asking a few teams that had gone through rebuilds about, you know, just the process they went through and, you know, some of the things that they decided to do and how they got from point A to point B and kind of how they got back. And, you know, I think that was his plan. I think that he wanted to keep going the same way. And I do think there was a recent meeting where I'm not sure the vision was shared. And I think at that point in time, it was recognized that, you know, it was time for a break. And, you know, we talked earlier about the pressure that there are in the top hockey positions and even the ownership positions in your city, in your market. And if you're not on board with it, you know you're going to take heat. And if you're not on board with it, you're probably not as willing to take the heat. And I think that's exactly what happened. I think that Linden had a plan that he saw as he asked some other teams about how they went through their rebuilds. And he presented that. And, you know, I just don't think it was I don't think he felt that the organization wanted to do it the same way.
Does that surprise you, Elliot, knowing all of the information that had been coming out from the franchise, and it's easy now on social media to hear what the owner thinks. And, you know, he seems, you know, through his tweets over the past number of months to have been on board with the rebuild and happy with the direction that Linden and Jim Benning have taken this franchise over the last number of years. Did all of this come as a surprise to you when you hear this?
Yeah, it surprised me a bit because I thought they were doing the right thing. You know, we were at the draft and, you know, Benning was so excited when they got Quinn Hughes. You know, we interviewed him for the broadcast right after he made the pick and it was as excited as I'd seen Jim Benning. And obviously, I think people are excited about whether or not they're ready to play next year. I think they're excited about Pettersson and Dahlin and, you know, where they're going. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I don't know exactly what happened. It seemed to me to be the smart play. And I actually thought it was, you know, I know that there was a criticism about Beagle's signing and Roussel's signing. Those ones didn't bother me. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was the fact they didn't go for the Paul Stasny's and the James Neal's, I thought was a good sign that they were keeping, you know, jobs open for some of those other guys to try to get in and take a spot. So, yes, I am surprised to hear it. It's against where we're going. But what we thought we were going, but when you look at Francesco Aquilini's own tweets today, there was the one that talked about everybody being on the same page. You know, I think that was the one that, you know, when that tweet came out, and I know a couple people around the league saw it, they said that's where you should be looking. So I think that's the hint that we're all looking for.
Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada and the Sportsnet Hockey Family joining us here tonight on Sportsnet Tonight on the home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. Well, I guess now the question, Elliot, is, well, there's many questions that need to be asked, but what happens next? Like, what happens now that the president and a key figurehead in the history of this franchise for decades is no longer here? What do you think is next on tap for this club?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, another one of the tweets said they'll hire a president in due course. You know, I think the biggest question I have right now is that a president of business or is that a president of hockey operations? You know, which way are they going there? So that's the number one question I have. I would be inclined to think it's a hockey operations person, but I don't know that for 100% at this point in time. I think the other thing is, you know, there's people that Trevor Linden brought into the organization. You know, will those people want to stay or... will they, you know, whenever there's a turnover at the top, there's usually a turnover underneath. And, you know, what does that mean for, I don't know, like, what's the strength and conditioning guy they brought in?
Roger Takahashi was here before. The majority of the guys that are here, though, right now, Elliot, have been...
But we're in a sports science guy that came in, right?
Yes, Dr. Jim Bovard. Oh, and sorry, Rick Celebrini. You're right. Sorry, Rick Celebrini.
Yeah, and also, was Dan Cloutier, was he a Linden hire?
Yes.
Okay, so you wonder about all of that. Like, where do you go with all the people who were Linden hires? Do they stay? Do they go? Does the team want them? Do they not want them? So I think in the summer, and I think the other thing, too, is, you know, the other thing, too, is you wonder about, you know, the people that Linden brought in. Will there be change? That's number one. Number two, I think we all keep an eye on now. If it is true, what I'd heard and what people have talked about, that Linden wanted to keep the rebuild going and maybe the organization didn't, are we going to see any moves this summer that say, you know what, we're going to change that? I think the proof will be in the kind of moves that happen next, Joey.
Elliot Friedman from Hockey Night in Canada joining us here for the second time on this day, a very important day in the history of the Vancouver Canucks, as one of their all-time greats, Trevor Linden has stepped aside as the president of hockey operations for the Vancouver Canucks. Now, among his many tweets today, and I'm not sure if you caught this, it was just within the last half hour or so, Elliot, but the Canucks owner, after his string of tweets, sent one out afterwards saying, a further note on Trevor Linden today, and I'm quoting Francesco Aquilini here, a further note on Trevor Linden today, I misspoke when I said he, quote, stepped down. And it's been pointed out to me that made it sound like he's a quitter. He's never been a quitter on or off the ice. We parted ways amicably, and I wish him only the best. So I wonder, after reading that and after hearing what you've said and all that will continue to be talked about here, I wonder who made this decision. Was this more so coming from ownership side, or was this more Trevor Linden going to ownership saying, I just don't know if I want to keep going on the path that I'd like to see it go? What's your take?
Well, you know, I think, Joey, first of all, this is one of the things that happens when, you know, people try to distort language. You know, this is a big thing now in sports. It used to say, you know, if someone was fired, they were fired. And now people don't want to do that. They used relieved of duties or whatever, and that's what happens. Sometimes you get an argument over language, and this is where we go. What, you know, first of all, what it says to me is that this was something that came pretty quick. Not something that maybe happened the last, that it just turned on its ear yesterday, but it was pretty fast, and they didn't really have a strategy for how to do it. So that's one thing. And the second thing it says to me is, you know, I can't tell you 100% black and white certainty, Joey, but I think what happened was they had their meeting. Trevor said, I think we should do this way. There was pushback wherever it came from, and they said no. And ultimately, I think ownership decided we could do it this way. And Trevor said, I don't support that. And ownership said, well, we're going to do it this way. And then kind of there you are where you are. And what do you do? And I think they kind of just said, all right, I think it comes down to a point where if you're not going to support it, you don't want to be there. And if you're not going to support it, ownership probably doesn't want you there. So people can decide what that means. But I do think they both looked at each other and said, this is not going to work.
Elliot, before I let you go, and I know it's getting late there in Ontario where you're calling us again tonight here on Sports.
What I'm more concerned about is I think something just moved in the tree just next to our backyard.
Buddy, it's a raccoon.
And I'm out here. I hope it doesn't.
It's a raccoon. And they do. Some of them have rabies. Listen, Elliot, I asked you what you think would be next for the Canucks moving forward. We're left to speculate. What do you think's next for Trevor Linden?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, like, I don't get the sense he's planning on talking anytime soon. You know, I think, you know, he's got a young family. I think he'll probably just enjoy his summer. He's probably going to go bike 10,000 miles somewhere, if we all know him as well as we do. It's probably a good thing to do just to get away from it all. I don't know. I mean, like, would you want to work for any other organization besides the Canucks? I mean, regardless of everything that's happened, you know, he loves that franchise. I don't know. Maybe he just decides to go to the next phase of his life. He's got, as you know, he's got a lot of interests and, you know, he's got a lot of things on his plate. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he just says, okay, it's time for the next phase of my existence.
Well, he certainly made us having to go to work.
Sportsnet 650.